9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Discussing everything about the afterlife and spirit world.
Hey, 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 guys, and welcome to another episode of Life After Life with me, Sandy Byrne. So today I want to talk about something that comes up regularly in mediumship readings. Okay, it also comes up in question and answer sessions that I have every month with my Patreon subscribers. And this is the topic of us reuniting with our beloved pets when we return to the spirit world. Okay, now all animal lovers know, we all know it, our connection with animals is profound, okay? It's a very, very special bond. And, you know, I often say this, and don't take it the wrong way, but I often talk about our connection with our pets being an even stronger bond than we have with some of our human relatives, okay? Like, you know, don't we spend more time with our pets than we do with the majority of our human family, okay? And our pets love us unconditionally. And that's something that we don't often get from other humans. You know, so we appreciate the love that we get from our pets. Okay. Now, everybody that's followed me for a while, you'll all know that I love my pets. Okay. I had two German Shepherd dogs, which, you know, we sadly lost not too long ago. And I still have two elderly cats. Okay. A tortoiseshell cat and a black male. So, apparently, and animal lovers might know this, that tortoiseshell cats are generally female. So obviously she's a female and the black cat is a male. And they're both, you know, quite old now. I think the tortoiseshell cat is around 13 or 14. And the boy cat we got as a stray. So we're unsure of exactly how old he is, but we have him about 10 or 11 years. So we have him a long time. Anyway, so they're the two elderly cats that I have. But, you know, my back garden now, I'm in the Irish countryside, so we have quite a large back garden. The actual grass part is about an acre at the back, okay? But it's like a little animal graveyard. And I have separate sections for cats and dogs. And, you know, I regularly walk down the garden and talk to my pets in exactly the same way that I used to talk to them, you know, when they were physically here. And, you know, a lot of people think that cats aren't affectionate. You know, and I would absolutely 200% have to disagree with that. And I'm sure anybody here that's listening that has cats would know that too. We always think of the dogs as the more affectionate ones and the cats not so much. Okay. But we always had cats. You know, you'd have heard me talk about it before. I was raised by a single mother. She worked three different jobs to feed us, you know. Keeping a dog was not possible for her. You know, she couldn't guarantee being there for it all the time. But cats are very independent. Okay, so we always had cats. And when I moved back to Ireland, I bought a house right across the road from my mother. Okay, and the cat moved from her house to across the road with me. And it moved then when we built our new house, the cat moved out to the new house with me. Okay, I had that cat for 13 years. Okay, and you know, a lot of you, as I say, that have been following me for a while, you will have heard me talk in the past about how my husband and I lost six babies. You know, and this was devastating for us, of course. And I spent many days crying, you know, especially, you know, when I was on bed rest and, you know, I was threatening to lose babies and all this kind of stuff. And that cat that I had, she always seemed to know when I needed a cuddle, you know. Even before I knew, you know, before I knew that I was going to start crying, she seemed to sense it, you know, and she always looked to be picked up and cuddled. You know, she'd jump up on my lap, sit with me, cuddle me. Like, she was an absolute beauty, God rest her soul, you know. But when she needed to go out in the middle of the night, close and all as she was to me, she'd never come to try and wake me up. She knew damn well it would do her no good, okay? But she would always jump up onto the bed and tap my husband's face, okay? Every morning at 3 a.m. She'd tap his face to wake him up without making any noise to wake me up, okay? I had her trained well. But I have to be honest, guys, and tell you that to this day, and she's gone quite a while now, I can still feel her jumping onto the bed at 3 a.m. every night without fail. Okay, I'm not always awake at that time, but sometimes I feel her jump on me and then I wake up and then, you know, I think it must be one of the other cats, but they're not there, you know, so I can feel her. And, you know, there's also been days where I've been feeling upset or stressed or whatever, and I can feel her rubbing against my legs, you know, rubbing herself up against my legs. Sometimes I'm sitting down and I can feel her jumping up onto my lap, you know, for one of her snuggles. So I have absolutely no doubt that she is still around me, you know. And if I could, I'd ask you all now, and even just to think while you're listening, I guarantee that there's been a time where you've sensed your pet around you. Okay, you felt them maybe, you know, rubbing against your ankle or putting a paw on your knee or resting their chin on your knee, as dogs have a tendency to do, you know. But when we talk about mediumship readings, okay, it's not uncommon for our loved ones to come back to us and talk about being reunited with a beloved pet that they lost at some point. Okay, and at times I can even see the pet or feel it rubbing against my legs while I'm reading. Okay, now there's a reason for this. It's not just all nice, you know. Well, it is nice, of course, to know that they're reunited with their pets. But this isn't just evidence to show you that, yes, it's me. Do you remember me talking about my dog? Or do you remember the bond I had with my cat, or whatever it is? Okay. But they tell me about their pet because in many cases, the people that I'm reading for, you know, they're not always aware of the pet that I'm being shown. Okay. Sometimes it's a pet that someone had when they were a child. Okay. Sometimes, and I even had this happen to me recently, someone came through with a dog that actually wasn't theirs. It was a dog belonging to another family member that had passed away just 3 weeks before the mediumship reading. And the mediumship reading was booked well in advance. So they didn't book it because the animal had died. But it was so lovely that when the loved one did come through, that they acknowledged that they had this animal in the spirit world and were looking after it for the person here who had lost the animal. You know, it was a way of letting us know that the dog had crossed over to the spirit world, you know, and was being looked after by family. You know, they're part of our soul family as well, don't forget. Okay. So the main reason for people reuniting with pets in the spirit world, you know, it's for emotional support. Because in the same way that pets provide us with emotional support in this physical world, you know, they'll also provide us with emotional support in the spirit world. You know, can you imagine what it's like for somebody, you know, arriving into the spirit world and seeing all of their family and loved ones waiting for them? But also then getting a big cuddle from that pet that you lost and grieved over. Like, how special would that be to you? To, you know, be reunited with that beloved pet. And, you know, even as I'm talking, I'm thinking there was a cartoon, a meme on that was doing the rounds on social media. I'll see if I can find it and add it to the show notes. But it was of a man arriving in spirit, and he was an older gentleman. And as he arrived at the gates of heaven, St. Peter met him and he said, "Ah, so you're the Joey, the little Joey that Fido has been talking about." So, like, even after 50 or 60 years after this dog died, the dog was still telling everybody in the spirit world about the little boy that owned him, even though this little boy was now an old man by the time he came over to the spirit world. You know, and I remember seeing that cartoon and it totally resonated with me because, you know, they were connected. They had that special of, I know it was only a cartoon. I totally get it, in case you're shouting at your phone or whatever you're listening on right now. I know it was only a cartoon, but it came from somewhere. You know, somebody had that belief that they would be reunited with their pet in spirit. Okay. And, you know, for those of you who listen to the podcast regularly, you will have heard a podcast that I published a few weeks back. It was episode number 142. And I spoke to a lady, she's Sylvie the Cat Whisperer. And she explained to us how our cats are beings that we experience more than once in our lifetime. Okay. I mean, that was such an insightful episode for me. And if you haven't heard that episode, I'll put the link to it in the show notes attached to this podcast. Okay. But while she specifically spoke about cats and our connection with cats and the purpose of, you know, cat spirits in our lives, but what if it's not just cats? You know, because I believe that other animals provide us with the same type of emotional support. You know, because our bond with our pets goes beyond just companionship. Like, we get, as I said earlier, we get unconditional love and loyalty from them. And this extends beyond the physical world. Okay, I don't see our pets as just being animals. I see them as, you know, spiritual beings, the same way that we are spiritual beings. And I firmly believe that when we leave this earthly plane and cross over to spirit, that we will be reunited with our pets who've crossed over before us. You know, I believe that they're waiting for us. You know, their hearts are open, their tails are wagging. If you like to say that they're purring and barking and waiting for us, okay? Their hearts are open. It's unconditional love, okay? But they're not just waiting on the other side for us, okay? They do also come to visit us here on the earth plane. And, you know, I have to be totally honest with you guys. You know, if when I was younger, you came to me and asked me about connecting to your pet mediumistically, then I might have thought that you were a little, you know, too connected even for me. But, you know, I'm always learning from spirit, and they found a way to show me that this isn't impossible and that we can indeed keep our relationship with our pets even after physical death. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little story that happened to me, you know, one evening. It was a number of years ago. It was just when I first started out, you know, reading publicly for people. And I went to a lady's house. Okay, she had some friends around and I was to come over and read for them all. And I was reading for them individually. So during the course of the night, they'd come up. I was, you know, placed in a bedroom upstairs. It sounds very clandestine, but it wasn't. I had a table and a chair set up in a back bedroom. Okay. And people came up one by one to get individual readings during the evening. So at one point, this lady came up for a reading. Okay, I met her and invited her in and closed the door behind her. And we both took a seat. And as I began talking to her, I heard scratching at the door. And I, you know, I stood up to open the door and I asked her if her dog was with her, you know, looking to come in. And as I opened the door, this little dog trotted in. She was a beautiful little doggy. I remember her. And she had a pink collar on and there was a little pink bow on this collar. So, you know, it was obviously a girl dog, but she was a little beauty, cute little girl. Okay. And I was fussing over this dog and I asked the lady if this was her dog. Okay, she said nothing for a minute. So I looked up at her and she was looking at me as if I had two heads. Okay, and in that second, it clicked with me. So I looked at her and I looked at the dog and both of them were looking at me as if I was mad. Okay, and I just said to her, "You can't see the dog, can you?" And she just shook her head. She actually couldn't speak. She just shook her head. She couldn't see the dog. This was a spirit dog. Okay, so I described the dog. Okay, to her. And as I was talking, the dog walked over and sat underneath her chair with its little snout sticking out and it was looking up at me. Okay, so long story short, the lady had come to the reading hoping to connect with her dog who had passed away just a couple of months before. And the dog that I described was hers, and that dog always used to sit under her chair. Okay, now the dog went on to give us some more information during the reading. But that to me was a lesson, and it was such a valuable lesson from spirit, okay? Because not only did I learn that our pets continue to be attached to us even after their physical death, but that, you know, not me nor anyone else will ever know everything, okay? And that spirit will be teaching us for the rest of our lives. Okay, so no ego here, okay? I have to be honest and admit that I'm all the time learning. Okay, and that was a lesson from spirit, you know, not to think that people were mad just because they were looking to connect with their animals. And it's something that I've done, you know, many times since. You know, because, you know, when we talk about the spirit world, there is no barriers or boundaries, you know, to separate us from our loved ones in spirit. Okay, whether that's our family, our spouse, our friends, or even our beloved pets. You know, when we talk to spirit, we communicate through the language of the heart. There are no spoken words. Okay, when we connect to spirit, we connect on a much deeper level through what we feel from them. So if you're there thinking, how does she talk to the dogs or the cats or the budgies or whatever? You know, it's the same way as I communicate with people whose first language wasn't English when they were alive. It's through what they show me and what they make me feel. So the clairvoyance and the clairsentience. I'm clairvoyant and clairsentient, okay? If you're not familiar with those terms, I would invite you to go back to episode 2 of the podcast where I explain the 7 clairs of mediumship and the different ways that mediums can connect to spirit. So I'm clairvoyant and clairsentient. So I get information from them, what I see from them and what I feel from them. Okay. Another lady came to me. I make us ladies sound like we're a bit mad. We're not, but I think ladies are in general more inclined to come for a reading. I do get gentlemen too, but by far more ladies. Okay. So this lady came to connect with her dog in the spirit world. Okay. Now the level of detail that this dog came through with, it was absolutely amazing. Okay. Actually, the dog connected better than some humans that I've connected with. Okay, really. I suppose because dogs aren't shy. Okay, they just come out with it. You know, I walk in the park most days. And, you know, people are always walking around with their dogs. And the dogs always smile. You might not get a hello or a good morning from the humans that are walking the dogs, but you'll always get a smile and an acknowledgement from the dog. Okay, so they're not as shy or as reserved as a lot of humans. So this particular dog came through, we connected, we identified the dog and whatever. But the dog told me about the new decking that his owners had put down since his passing. And now literally, as I recall, it had only been finished in the week or two before the reading. Okay. And this dog was totally put out by this decking, because the decking was put down where his little house and play area was. Okay. So they decided not to get another dog at the time. Maybe they've got one since, but at the time they decided not to get another dog. They decided that they would renovate the garden. So they moved the dog's house and the paving stones that were around it, and they dug out foundations for decking. But the dog told me that when they dug up the foundations for the decking, they dug up the toys and the bones that he had buried there when he was alive. Okay, and they didn't know anything about this little stash of stuff until they actually dug it up. Okay. The dog was also able to talk about the other dogs that lived on the estate that they lived in. Okay. And he showed me like how he saw it through his own eyes, that, you know, every day when they were going out for their walkies, they would stop. And this was twice a day, morning and evening. They'd stop and chat to all the different dogs around the estate. Okay. He also told me about his last night on Earth. Okay. And at that point, he was so sick, he was unable to walk, you know, around the house. He wasn't able to get up the stairs or anything like that. So his owners had spent the night sleeping on the living room floor with him, just to spend his last few hours with him, and so that he wasn't stressed or worried by being left down there on his own. Okay. And, you know, in the same way that our human family appreciate what we do for them in life, our pets also appreciate what we do for them and how we love them. Okay. So in life, our pets offer us comfort and companionship. Therefore, when we reunite with them in the spirit world, they give us back not only the comfort and the companionship, but they offer us a sense of familiarity in the new world that we've arrived in. Because when we arrive in the spirit world, it'll all be so unfamiliar to us at first, and we might still even be in a little bit of shock. And what better way, you know, to deal with that than to be reunited with your beloved friend? Okay. And I always feel that the fact that we're reunited with our pets in the spirit world, you know, it's like a reminder or confirmation that love is eternal. You know, our pets, just like our human family, they don't stop loving us just because their physical bodies have died. You know, our connection with them is on a soul level. And therefore, it's enduring and it's everlasting. Okay, the love isn't connected to, like, we use the heart as a symbol of love, but the heart is connected to the physical body. Whereas our love for our family, our loved ones, our pets, our soul family, that all comes from our soul. It's love and a connection on a soul level. So it's much deeper than the physical heart. Okay, and I know because I've done it, and I don't know if you've ever done it, but, you know, did you ever just look into the eyes of your pet? Okay, and just get the feeling that they know exactly what's going on in your head. You know, that you feel like they know you right down to your bones, right into your soul. And you get that feeling because they actually do. They do. They know your soul. They know you on a soul level. And they have no doubt that you will always be theirs just as they are always yours. Okay, and they know that they will be reunited with you again. Okay, and I know that they'll be waiting for you. Okay, with open arms or paws or claws or whatever you want to say. Okay, and they'd be ready to meet you and to help you when you cross over to spirit. Okay, so throughout our lives, we're surrounded by love and light. Okay, from all the beings that we know. And when I talk about life and lives, I don't just talk about our time here in the earth world. Okay, I'm talking about our time in the spirit world too. The life between lives, if you want to call it that. Okay, you know, love never dies. It's eternal. So don't ever lose hope and think that you've lost your pet forever. Okay, they are still with you and they will be waiting for you when your time comes to return to the spirit world. Okay, 100%. And I would advise you to, you know, if you have time, to listen to episode 142 where I talk to Sylvie the Cat Whisperer, because she talks about how, you know, that cats can come back to us when we lose, you know, a cat, that the same soul, the same cat spirit, if you like, can return to us, you know, as another cat. And I firmly believe that the same principle, you know, goes for all animals. You know, they're there for us. They're our emotional support. Okay, so don't be put off. You know, some people tell me, oh, well, you know, my granddad wasn't necessarily an animal lover when he was here. Okay, but you know, until you check with other family members, that dog could have been one that he had as a child. And maybe the loss of that animal, you know, prompted him to never get another animal because he couldn't put himself through it. Or maybe someone in the wider family had lost a dog and granddad's just looking out after it for them. You know, so if a dog comes through or if any animal comes through, acknowledge it. You know, make a mental note of it or write it down. Because at some point, people always come back to me and say, oh, I found out who owned that animal or that dog or that cat, whatever it was. Okay, and they found out where it fits. Or there was one lovely story that, you know, I had read for somebody. And I believe that it was her grandmother in spirit. And she told me, no, my grandmother never had a dog. She never liked dogs, blah, blah, blah. And a few weeks afterwards, they were still going through the grandmother's belongings. And she found a photograph of her grandmother, an old black and white photograph with the dog that I had described in the reading. Okay, so it was another case of her having loved her dog so much that she couldn't bear to replace it when it died. Okay, but like she was reunited with that dog. That dog never, ever left her. So I hope that gives you some explanation as to why we are reunited with our pets, what spiritual significance that they have for us. And some of you might remember me talking about my cat before. I had a cat that since passed and she only had three paws. She was kicked in the field by the horse and her shoulder bone was shattered, couldn't be fixed. And she ended up having her front paw amputated. So she was a tripod for the majority of her life. And she suffered from depression after that, because around the same time as she lost her leg, she also lost, we had two cats that were sisters and the other cat died around the same time. So she actually did suffer from depression. And I know maybe animal lovers would laugh when I say that, but it can happen. And I used to do spiritual healing on her and she used to love it. And she used to lie on her back, like on my lap, and I would be doing healing on her. But the minute that she sensed the spirit energy coming in, you could see her pupils dilate and she'd take off. Okay. So she loved feeling the heat as it went through her body. But when she got so relaxed, she started to see the spirits around her and that used to freak her out. And, you know, my dog used to come into my office with me, but my cats never do. They don't like my office because there's a lot of energy that goes on in here. So never underestimate your pet's spirituality. And never lose hope that they're gone from you forever, because they will be waiting for you when you cross over. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. I'll see you next time on the Life After Life podcast. So until then, take care and stay safe. Discussing everything about the afterlife.